Katie. Katie would never forget the first time she saw Matt Harrison. It was in her small, comfortable office at the publishing house, and she had been looking forward to the meeting for days. She had loved Songs of a House Painter, which seemed to her like the most memorable short stories somehow, quite magically condensed into powerful, very moving poems. He wrote about everyday life, tending a garden, painting a house, burying a beloved dog, having a child. But his choice of words distilled life so perfectly. She was still amazed that she had discovered his work. And then he walked in the door of her office, and she was even more amazed. Now make that entranced. The most primitive parts of her brain and nervous system locked into the image before her, the poet, the man. Katie felt her heart skip a beat, and she thought, my, my, careful, careful. He was taller than she was. She guessed about 6'2". He had a good nose and strong-looking chin, and everything about his face held together extremely well, like one of his poems. His hair was longish, sandy brown, clean and lustrous. He had a deep working man's tan. He smiled at something, hopefully not her height, or her gawkiness, or the goofy look on her face, but she liked him anyway. What was there not to like? They had dinner that night, and he gallantly let her by. He did insist on picking up the tab for a couple of glasses of expensive port a little later. Then they went to a jazz club on the Upper West Side, on a school night, as Katie called her work nights. He finally dropped her off at her apartment at 2:50 in the morning, apologized profusely and sincerely, gave her the sweetest kiss on the cheek, and then off.